Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
All right, I have a question for you. Are we winning? Are we winning the information war? Are we winning the war that we need to win? And that's the larger war. You know, we seem to be winning certain battles here and there, but the big question is, are we winning? Well, I think that we could take some lessons, and I mean this sincerely, to be more active as opposed to being reactive. We need to be more proactive. And here's why I say that. Because proactivity will prevent death, destruction, and all the bad stuff, I believe, if we're proactive. If we're reactive, that means the system, I believe, is in a state of collapse. And having said that, how do you fix that? How do you maneuver through that controlled demolition by the globalists, which is why I think this video clip is extremely instructive. This is one of those video clips. It's only a few minutes long. I know Alex played it yesterday. This is a good instructive video clip. It shows the difference, the critical difference between the fall of Sri Lanka and the Dutch uprising. Did you see this? If you haven't seen this, please, the link will be in the program description box at HagmanReport.com, but please go there and send it to your friends, your family, and anyone. Play it over and over again to people, because it has, you can see the difference in the outcome in Sri Lanka versus the potential outcome and the promise in the Netherlands. Because I think two different scenarios, very similar situation. And I think, it could be very instructive. So without any further going on here, if we can play clip number two, this, the critical difference between the fall of Sri Lanka and the Dutch uprising. Watch this.
What we are seeing in Sri Lanka is system failure, and that is nothing to celebrate. There is no victory in system failure. In fact, it is what these tyrants are counting on. It's part of the plan, and it's been their business model for decades. As simple as the mafia movies on TV. The World Bank and the IMF strong-arm world leaders into accepting loans that are designed to bankrupt the nation. While the CIA acts as management, secretly administering to the overthrow of national sovereignty and the looting of the nation's wealth. This international mafia organization has been doing it like this for years because it always works. They know that once the people become a hungry, angry mob, they can be controlled like animals. And this reactive behavior is exactly what these globalist crooks are counting on. It's why they are destroying the world's economies and creating a food crisis. So the answer is to become proactive. And that is exactly what the Dutch are now showing us. How the people of the world can achieve victory against the tyrants of the New World Order. The prolific farmers of the Netherlands are the second biggest food exporters in the world. And they know that the World Economic Forum is planning on buying up their land and cutting off the food supply for billions of people. And they also know that the people united are an unstoppable force. And so they united against tyranny and peacefully, with unstoppable strength, shut down the system. The shelves in many stores are now empty, but it's on their terms. And the people now have the upper hand, as it should be, and could be everywhere if we want it. The New World Order's plan is for all nations to collapse, which tells us that we must not wait until system failure. We must act now. Many people all over the world are now starting to rise up together with the Dutch farmers. Rising up, not as a reactive, hungry, angry mob, but as a righteous people united in a love for humanity. Society is made up of we the people, and we must now peacefully take control of it. This is the path to victory, and time is quickly running out. The lockdowns are coming back.
The pandemic isn't over.
As we've said, the pandemic is not over.
We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead.
China has announced 5 more years of lockdowns. And if you're awake by now, then you know they're coming back everywhere, with quarantine camps and forced business closures, all designed to mentally break us and collapse society. If we were to believe that we are powerless and weak, or domesticated pets, then yes, the only path would be to wait until the food runs out and then join the angry mob. But if we were to believe that we were righteous and powerful, then we would just fix it. So what's the plan, fellow humans? Do we wait for the inevitable collapse and lose everything, celebrating system failure? Or do we learn from the Dutch and take control of everything and fix the system so that it serves we the people? Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Greg Reese, always doing a fantastic job, and I would urge you to spread that clip everywhere you can, okay? Because, again, we have to think about what is coming. Not where we're at now, because where we're at now, extremely volatile situation, but what is coming? I saw some numerous videos over the last 24 hours, just soaking in as much as I can, talking with people. I know Brendan House did a great job, great interview with a lady that has an organization that fights child trafficking, also investigates the border and such. I'm going to get her on the show, and some other things. But getting back to that video, that really lays out, I think, the differences in the intended end game by the globalists. Now, I have another clip I want to play right away. Okay, this is from Bannon's War Room. Dr. Malone was on. This was not segmented out of his program, at least not at this moment, okay? But it doesn't really matter. What I wanted to do is I wanted to take a couple of segments. I might have to cut some of this on the fly here, but that's okay. Fauci has been activated again. You heard in that last audio or that video that, yeah, this whole plandemic, scamdemic, it's coming back, and it's going to come back and bite you in the ass. By the way, today, my wife shows me, hey, the first case of monkeypox in Erie, my hometown. Okay. Well, you'll never guess where this person got it. Eric the Tech. Now, you know what? I won't put you on the spot. Yeah.
The zoo.
Close. No, he traveled to a gay pride parade, a homosexual pride parade. I'll just put it there. The zoo. Yeah. Yeah, the Bronx Zoo, right? All right. So, anyway, just beware of what exists ahead. So, Fauci, if you've been watching or monitoring the various news channels, Fauci has now been reactivated. They're calling for indoor masks. They're doing, I mean, this is just so flippin' ridiculous. And we're going to have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on here at the top of the hour, I believe, soon. So in advance of that, because we also have to know how to fight. We got to know what we're fighting and who we're fighting, but how to fight, but how to plan ahead. But I want you to take a look at this, because this dovetails nicely with this Greg Reese report. This is Dr. Robert Malone on with Steve Bannon. We can start this. This was, I believe, from yesterday or the day before his program, about 9:10 into the, is it 9:10? Yeah, okay. 9:10 into the broadcast, Dr. Malone. This is after some discussion about, hey, things are still happening. You know, they're like what you saw. They're calling for lockdowns, or they will be, guarantee it. The midterms are upcoming, so on and so forth. What's going on? And this is where we pick up with Dr. Malone. Go ahead and run this.
Okay, so let's start off. How bad is Omicron? Let's just get to the bottom of this. How bad is this big, spooky, scary thing for the most of us? Okay, I'm going to quote from the great publication of the left, Business Insider. I'm told they're all a bunch of communists by people within the industry. Here's what they say are the symptoms of Omicron. Its symptoms are similar to past Omicron variants. This is BA.5. A sore throat, sneezing, and a runny nose. Okay, so this is what they're trying to scare us with. And they're doing it in a bunch of ways, but here's the punchline. We get right to it. The problem is the data are coming in from all over the world. The people that are dying and ending up hospitalized with Omicron BA.5 are the highly jabbed. The data from New Zealand is stunning. They managed to keep the earlier variants out. They jabbed everybody. And now Omicron BA.5, which is the escape mutant, that's learned how to avoid the vaccines. Remember, we talked about this so long ago, Steve, and you were kind of spooked by the words escape mutants. Here we are, we're living it just like we predicted, and it is hammering New Zealand because they don't have any natural immunity. They avoided the earlier circulations, and here's the sick sad thing. The gubbies, the FDA and the CDC have already approved, and the HHS has purchased $3.2 billion worth of triple trivalent vaccine that has never been manufactured before, will not be clinically tested, will be deployed right before the elections, and it's probably going to have a higher dose, which means it's going to have more adverse events, and it is perfectly designed to drive immune imprinting and make people even more susceptible to infection, the whole problem that's going on here, and they have got their heads in the sand. This is the first rule of holes. When you're in one, stop digging. Somebody has got to hammer that into their heads. Stop digging.
Hang on. Hold on.
The answer is
slow
not
down. Slow down. I want to just hit rewind because we're gonna hammer them. But I want you to go back and I want you to show the evidence to the audience of that the problem here is the highly jabbed. Walk us through that because then that gets to that.
Pause right here for a second. I just want people to know, all right, that. Look at the charts. If you're listening to this, go back either to the clip itself, the show itself, or this program here. But look at the charts and understand exactly what's happening here, because you're going to hear this again from Dr. Tenpenny. This is so important. Go ahead.
Then Cameron.
Okay, we got
that.
Just roll. Yep.
Okay, so in the first slide here, what I've got is a clip from the Wall Street Journal talking about the hopes of the reprieve being gone, and just a little screenshot from my own Substack about the fear porn, which is a fun thing to read. But let's move to the next one, the fear porn news cycle. This originally came out with Eric Topol, who's Substack's appointed COVID expert. He's actually a cardiologist. And he's got access to a proprietary data set of testing. Okay, and he put out this piece about how the incidence of the disease is spiking. That immediately got converted into this daily beast fear about the most dangerous one yet. Remember I read you the symptoms? It's a sore throat and a cold. Okay, the most dangerous for most of us. Next slide. Here's where it looks in the world. This is a major global database consolidated from nations all over the world. And I put it on a log scale that allows me to look at both the incidence of the daily confirmed deaths and the cases. Cases are diagnosed, okay? And I've thrown a baseline here at the log of 100 because it'll allow you to compare. So you can see that in the world, the deaths are going down. Okay, even though the daily cases are going up because this is not very lethal. Look at the next one. South Africa is an interesting place. They have a very low rate of vaccination, and those that are listed as vaccinated, a lot of them are actually just carded. It's fake vaccines. And notice how their daily deaths is well below that 100 baseline. You're going to come back to that. Notice also, they were one of the first to get BA5, and they've almost completely cleared it. See that drop on the upper line? That's incidence. The lower line is deaths. Next slide. Now we come to Portugal. Portugal is highly, highly jabbed. Very compliant population. They're still seeing Omicron BA5 kind of perking along and raising. But the problem is they're seeing the deaths come up. The deaths are coming up in the highly vaccinated. But look, they're still below that 100 line on the log graph. Now let's go to the next slide.
I tell you what, hold it. Before we get
all right,
to the next slide.
All right, you can pause this. What you're going to have to do, Eric, the tech, is advance this beyond the breaks. Okay, so there's like 5 minutes of breaks. If you can do that, you'll see the, keep going a little bit more. There's Jim Cramer, Mad Cramer. Okay, right there. Here we are picking it back
up. Remember, that was Cramer won the military. This is a couple of months ago. This guy wanted the military to run a forced vaccination program. And if you didn't get the vaccine, you're going to be sent to a camp. That's Cramer and CNBC. Now today, he's talking about the China lockdowns. He's saying that's fear porn. And then, of course, you got the guy at the HHS guy at the White House. Oh, here's what they're trying to do. They're trying to confuse you, and that's why we sit here every day and make sure you understand this in with the data, the science, and the evidence. Okay? They know they're going to get blown out in November. And what they're trying to do now is come up with, it's another variant, this variant, you know, you got to do this, you got to do that. And we got to go to all mail-in voting, and everybody stand in line. Fauci talked yesterday on Cavuto, mask indoors. You got to wear a mask indoors. Fauci's back to the same old playbook.
Steve, there is one thing I don't understand. Yeah. From a French perspective, I have all these people that are telling you that they want to jab you by force, or the same one that tell you, my body, my choice, in order to have an abortion, it's the last day of pregnancy. So it's my body, my choice to kill a kid in the womb, but it's not my body, my choice to get jabbed here.
Because the jab is different. The jab is obvious.
Very difficult to understand.
For them, the abortion thing now is a public health crisis. That's what Biden's going to sign in the executive order they're talking about. And, of course, this is a public health crisis. Dr. Robert Malone, give Jerome some guidance here. Go through the rest of these charts, because you're laying down that it ain't this variant is a runny nose, a cold, and a sore throat, right? Because it's mutated so many times. And the issue, according to you, sir, who are one of the founders or the creators of the mRNA, gene therapy solution. Yep. You're saying, hey, I think the problem here is we got is that jabs. Because he talked about mask indoors now, and you got to get boosted, and you got to continue to get boosted. Dr. Malone.
First off, let me say, anybody that comes to me for stock investment advice is nuts. Anybody that goes to Jim Cramer for medical advice is nuts. Anybody that goes to the New York Times and the journalists are nuts. I mean, let's stay in our swim lanes a little bit here. The data are the data. It doesn't matter what I did in the past. And getting back to the slides, we were just looking at Portugal.
What comes next.
And I mentioned to you, now you're looking at the United States. There we go. There's Portugal. Okay. Notice that orange line that I dropped in there at 100 on that baseline. Okay. That's Portugal's deaths below there. Now let's go to the United States. Bada boom. Okay. We have one of the worst mortality rates in the world, okay? Way worse than Portugal, and it's not going down. Who is dying of something that is a cold, is a sore throat, is a runny nose? What the heck is going on, okay? Now, if you look at the next slide, here's Israel, extremely highly vaccinated, but they also had strong waves of early infection. And their Omicron infections are still going up, as you can see in the upper one. Their deaths are not. And now the big reveal is the next one. Bada boom. Omicron has escaped the vaccines, and it is able to reinfect. And it is suppressing both the T cell and the B cell responses in people that have been previously infected and repeatedly jabbed. which is a large fraction of those highly compliant persons. And if you look on the next slide, there's the big punchline, expose. This article is lovely, and Cameron will put the links below because it has the links to the primary data from the British Health Service that shows that the vast majority of people that are dying are the ones that are triple and quadruple jabbed. What's happened is they have driven through repeated vaccination a form of immune memory that makes it so the virus has been able to escape and is more able to infect the highly jabbed. And going back to what Kramer said, the people that are actually breeding the new variants are the ones that have been highly jabbed. They're getting repeatedly infected. Talk to the people around you. You'll find that the ones that are getting infected again and again and again by Omicron or have chronic infections are the ones that are highly jabbed. That's what's going on. It's called immune imprinting. And what the government has bought is the perfect vaccine combination to cause this to get even worse.
Dr. Malone, before we let you go, I'm asking for the solution, but just on the mask indoors, Fauci's pushing this. Your professional opinion on this variant, the BA.5, sir.
On the masks, there's a real simple thing. There's three ways you get infected. You get it in your mouth, you get it in your nose, you get it in your eyes. The masks don't help. The data is clear. These masks, this whole logic of particulate masks like I'd use for my sander if I was working with fiberglass even, I wouldn't even use these for fiberglass. They don't work. This is madness what he's doing. It's about control. It's about fear porn. It's about this whole idea of giving some false sense of security. It's a ritual. It's ritualistic behavior. It has nothing to do with infection control. And Head Start is going to force all of those poor kids to be masked. This year, the feds are forcing every child in Head Start program to wear masks. And there is no rationale for it. The whole thing is security theater.
Real quickly, before we lose you, I know you got to bounce. If you were in the Oval this afternoon with Fauci in one chair and you're in the other, and you got the illegitimate dementia clown Biden sitting there at the Resolute desk, because that's reality, and Fauci makes his pitch, what does Robert Malone tell him right now about what should be the action plan of the United States government in relation to BA.5, sir?
Very aggressive provision of early treatment. We have many different ways to treat this disease. Continued vaccination is insanity. Here's the stacks of papers, peer-reviewed, that demonstrate it. You have to stop this rollout of the trivalent vaccine. It's absolutely the wrong strategy. You have to pivot to making early treatment available as widely as possible.
All right. You can watch the rest at HagmanReport.com. But you get the idea, right? So here we are. Here we are today. So I started out by showing that video from Greg Reese, which I think is an extremely important video. Look, don't wait to become hungry. We have to be proactive. But you're going to be saying, well, what do I do? Okay. Well, on the one side, Dr. Malone answered that. Number one, masks are BS. Civil disobedience is necessary. And thirdly, the immediate proactive treatment if you're exposed or should you become ill from either the bioweapon or heaven forbid you took the jab, right? So we have to be very proactive. So I've been getting just inundated with people asking, what do we do? What do we do in the larger sense about this great reset? I've got an answer for you. And it comes in the form of Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who I'd like to consider a friend of mine and a friend of this program. Now, she was just on InfoWars, Alex Jones, talking about a number of things. She's here with me now. And I can't wait to hear what she's got to say, because she's always been, for the last really two decades plus, last quarter of a century, has been a beacon of truth and of knowledge. And if I have a question, I will ask her, or if she's available, or look at what she's writing, look at what she's saying, look at what she's focused upon. That's so I can't wait to hear what she's got to say. And I know that she's got some solutions to offer all of us. And one big one, which I'm really excited about. In fact, I'm involved in right now. And she's going to be talking about that too. It's a summer boot camp, which is really, really important, because it doesn't just talk about one small aspect of things. No, it covers a lot of things. Well, you know, Catherine Austin Fitz, she's part of that too. And others. Oh, my goodness. So momentarily, going to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. But before I do, I want to ask you, or I want to tell you something. You know how, you know me, right? I don't like to travel. Some people love to travel. I don't like it. My wife loves it. I don't like it. But when I do travel, and I was in Washington, D.C. here, what, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now, or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was. You know, I was thinking about the people who make my trip less bad, okay, who make it good, actually. And from the hotel concierge, for example, who can tell you, hey, look, there's a great restaurant over here, or if you need whatever, it's over here. Those are key positions, key people, important people to have on your staff. If you are a small business owner, you're looking for people like that, right? The tour guide with great stories, the waiter, the server, the chef who works at a top restaurant. You will hope that there are great people like that around. And I'll tell you what, businesses are turning to ZipRecruiter.com. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Hagman to get these people employed. They have a need. They hire these people. ZipRecruiter makes it possible. You know, outstanding talent is crucial for a successful business. And if you're hiring, you can find talent for roles like these and more at ZipRecruiter. And when you try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Hagman, you're going to find out how valuable this service is. ZipRecruiter uses its powerful technology to find and match the right candidates with your job. You can review very easily these recommended candidates and invite your top choices to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day, which it makes no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the number one rated hiring site based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of January 1st, 2022. So here's what you have to do. So travel to this easy to remember web destination. You got a pen? You got a pencil? Well, it doesn't matter. You'll know this. ZipRecruiter.com/Hagman. That's where you can try ZipRecruiter for free. For free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Hagman. Hagman is spelled H-A-G-M-A-N-N. Two N's on Hagman. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Okay. It is my distinct pleasure, honor, and I'm so excited to have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny with me. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, how have you been?
Oh, Doug, I've been like busier than a one-armed paper hanger in a windstorm, as they say, you know?
I know.
And I thought that the last 2 years was as busy as I could possibly be. Guess again.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. And you're involved in something right now, which, I mean, this summer boot camp, which talk about it whatever you want. But I've got to tell you, to me, that this is something that everyone really needs, because we are facing some stuff that the first segment I showed some things, and we have to be proactive. And in order to be proactive, we have to know what to do. And it's people like you who hook up other people and can guide us through this windstorm, as we are all one-arm paper hangers. So it's good stuff. But I saw you on Alex Jones with Alex and on InfoWars, and wow, yeah, you're busy, and you did a great job laying some
Thank
stuff
you.
Out. So with that, I'm going to just go ahead. Let's talk. You talk. I'll listen for a while.
Well, let me see. Let's start with the boot camp, since you mentioned that already. Right. You know, for those that have been following me for a long time now, we've been doing vaccine educational boot camps twice a year since 2017. usually in the spring and in the fall. And then this year, at the beginning of 2022, I said to my business partner, Matt, I said, you know, I don't really want to talk about COVID and masks and all that stuff. I was listening to the tail end of that interview with that Dr. Malone was having, talking about, I cannot believe that Head Start is going to make all of these special needs children wear masks this fall. It is really time to revolt. It is really time for all those parents to walk in there and put those teachers on notice that they are not going to do that to their children. They need to fire their school boards. They need to get rid of their superintendents, or they just need to homeschool their kids and keep them at home. But anyways, at the beginning of this year, I said to Matt, we need to do something different. We need to get people really prepared for what's coming. Because, you know, the powers that be are just absolutely relentless. They don't take weekends off. They don't go on vacation. They don't like whine because they can't go on a cruise. They just hammer down and they just march forward with their agenda to control us, to make us sick, or to kill us. And so we did a boot camp in the spring. It was called the Canning and Prepping Boot Camp. My business partner, Matt, has been a longtime prepper. He's been canning and food servicing and doing things for his five kids and his family for a really, really long time. And it was a very popular boot camp. We will be doing that boot camp again in the fall for people that want to mark their calendars. It's the last 2 weeks. It's the last part of October. But we'll be talking about fall things, which will be fall vegetables, fall fruits, how to plan for winter if the grid goes down in the winter, how to make a fire if it's wet with snow. I mean, how to do all those different things. That will be this fall. And then Matt and I were looking at the economy and understanding the problems with the hyperinflation. And he and I are both big history buffs. And so we said, you know what? Let's do a summer camp. We'll take a 4-week course. We'll compress it into 2 weeks. It's only 2 weeks long. And if the last two years have taught us anything, it's that the elite who are in control are stepping up their pace and their agenda. We all know some of their names, like Gates and Soros and Klaus Schwab and those people. But did everybody really know that this has been going on for many generations? And we have lost that historical backdrop. Excuse me. We've also lost the historical backdrop on gold and silver and why it's important. We've lost the true constitutional currency along the way. We don't know really what that really means. And understanding the house of cards that the U.S. dollar stands on right now will help everyone understand how to better prepare themselves to weather the money storm that is coming. And I got notification this morning, probably within the next 8 weeks, of where this money storm is going to come from. Because every time the Federal Reserve tweaks their rates just a little bit, we see more and more about the hyperinflation. So we're going to do a session on gold and silver. We're going to have Dr. Kirk Elliott, who's a PhD in economics and a PhD in theology, who's going to talk to us about the history of gold and silver. Then we have a really, really good friend and a longtime historical buddy of Matt's, whose name is Douglas Blair, who's going to talk about the constitutional money and what people have done during times of hyperinflation to survive. And then we're going to talk about cryptocurrency. I mean, Matt has had a long history of a lot of different things, and he understands. He was one of the original miners that started cryptocurrency. And so he's been involved in having a front row seat of all of that for a very long time. So he's going to talk about the history of cryptocurrency and having the tools to understand the do's and don'ts about the manipulation of the monetary system. And then on the last Thursday night of the month, excuse me, sorry, what's about my little frog in my throat there? We're going to be doing a history lesson that goes from the Fabians. So we know that this has been going on for a long time, since the late 1800s, through the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and where we went wrong and what we can do to help to upend that and put it back in place. And our special bonus is Catherine Austin Fitz is doing a 2-hour session for us on the 10 big mistakes that people make with their money. And that's going to be released on Monday morning. That's our special sign-up bonus. Now, to enroll in this course, our courses are generally 4 weeks long. This one is only 2 weeks to respect people's time and summer and vacations. And it starts next Monday. But enrollment is right now. And you can go to Learning For You, Learning, the number 4, YOU.org/bootcamp. And you can. And I would encourage everybody who's listening to this, even if you don't have the time or the money or the interest, please just go to the landing page. You'll learn a lot just from looking at our landing page of what that really is. It's learning for you, learning the number four, YOU.org/summer camp. And we're going to, because we really truly believe that this summer camp is about arming you with knowledge from our hidden history of the globalist groups, manipulation of our monetary system, and controlling entire populations with masks, social distancing, virtue signaling, and all this nonsense. It's time to understand this dark past so you can see the chaotic events that are unfolding right before our very eyes right now and the continuation of their plans to control us all and give us a little bit better idea of how serious they are about their agenda and what we can do to resist, plan, and prepare from a financial perspective. Now, Matt and I are not financial advisors. We're not certified financial advisors. We are not going to tell you what to do with your 401k. We're not going to tell you what cryptocurrency to invest in. That is outside of our virtue and outside of our realm of what we are allowed to talk about. So that's why we brought in the team. That's why we brought in, Kirk Elliott and Catherine Austin Fitz, because they are certified investment advisors and they can talk about that. So the enrollment in this course, it would normally be $499, but since it's a two-week course, we're cramming a four-week course into 2 weeks. Instead of charging the full price for that course, it's only $299 to enroll. And quite frankly, I think the $299, just to have hear an hour from Kirk Elliott, hour and a half from Kirk Elliott, an hour and a half from Matt and Doug on the constitutionality of money and cryptocurrency, and then to just get that information from Catherine Austin Fitz, is just, it's the deal of the summer. So it's $299 to enroll. You have a full year to listen to all that material again. So until July of 2023, so until the end of July in 2023, you'll have access to that. If you want to have continued access beyond that, we charge a $65 maintenance fee, but that's really not important for you to know right now. We've discounted it to $299. Enrollment is open right now through Sunday night, this coming Sunday night at midnight, Eastern Standard Time. And it's learning the number four, Y-O-U, learningforyou.org/summer camp. In fact, Learning for You is where we have all of our additional educational courses. Kirk Elliott put together an 11-part course on money and gold and investing and what to do in times of hyperinflation. That's available at Learning for You. Dr. Lee Merritt has created courses for us. We've got other people who are creating courses coming online. So that's a sister company of mine. It's a sister company to drtenpenny.com. But this is where you go and you enroll. I mean, I think that people are really, really going to get a ton out of this course. They're going to understand it's about arming them with knowledge and the hidden history of what is really going on with it, with everything that's peeling out in front of our eyes right now.
Okay, now help me out with this because I want to make sure I'm correct in this because I'm going to do this, okay? I'm going to enroll in this because I need this information. And by the way, folks, all the people that you heard mentioned, I'll accept one, maybe two. I've had requests to have on the air, okay? And I got to tell you something. I respect their time. I respect Dr. Tenpenny's time. And to talk about these very subjects, okay? So this to me is like a win-win for the audience. Folks, if you're listening to this, please, I urge you, okay? I urge you to really sign up because I'm going to sign up. I guarantee you. But help me out just to make sure. So I enroll. I go to learningthenumber4u.org/summer camp. In fact, the link will be in our description box. So I go there. I enroll. How do I take advantage of this? In other words, do I have to be at my seat at some point and watching this?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I'm glad you asked me to clarify that. The course, it's like if you're going to go take a community college course. The enrollment is now. The course starts next Monday, and you will receive your bonus first from Catherine Austin Fitz, which is the 10 foolish things that people do with their money, because she wanted to be the person to kick off this informational fest that we're going to have for 2 weeks. So that will come to your inbox that you can watch it at your leisure. It'll probably be divided into four 30-minute sections, because those are a little bit more palatable, but you will listen to all of that. And then on Tuesday and Thursday nights for the next 2 weeks, so Tuesday night, on the 19th and the 21st on the Thursday night, And then Tuesday night, the 26th, and Thursday night, the 28th, we have live educational training. So those two nights between 8:30 at night and 10 o'clock, so it's 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 10 p.m. for the next 2 weeks on Tuesday and Thursday night, it'll be a Zoom broadcast. We send out people who are enrolled in the course. We send them out a Zoom link where they can log on and listen live and ask their questions in the Zoom chat that we can ask right directly to Kirk Elliott and Catherine Austin Fitz, and then to Matt when we talk about cryptocurrency, and then the last night when we talk about the history of the World Economic Forum and the Fabians and the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations, that'll be on the last night. So it's Tuesday and Thursday night for the next 2 weeks from 8:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, if you can't be there because, I don't know, time zone differences, because we have people join us from all over the world, literally. So from time zone differences, or for you've got a commitment, your kids are in a baseball tournament, or you've got a church commitment on those nights, not to worry. It's all recorded. It will be in your individual portal at Learning for You. You just log into Learning for You and where it goes to summer camp. And all the videos will be right there. And all the ancillary material that we'll be providing will be right there. And you can watch that at your leisure. So if you can't make it go, so maybe you're going to be out of town, you're on vacation, you can still enroll and then you can watch it at your leisure for the entire next year. So you can watch a little bit now and then, and maybe when this economic crash starts happening, you'll really want to go back and listen to what's happening and why. But the whole idea of doing this, Doug, is to arm people with the knowledge. What did people do in the past? I mean, history, since we haven't learned the lessons of history, they are recycling themselves. And that, what did people do in the past during times of hyperinflation? What did they do in the past with gold and silver and other types of precious metals? And what did they do with that? What did we do wrong when it came to allowing these bankers to get the best of us? And what do we do instead? I mean, primarily when it comes to the shots, the answer is just say no, just stop, just don't do it. If you've taken one, don't take any more. Don't be bullied by Walensky and Fauci and all these other people into getting these shots. We need to do passive resistance about the masks. Don't allow anybody to be cramming Q-tips up your nose. I read a meme somewhere that said that repeatedly cramming a Q-tip up your nose is a sign of mental illness. And I believe that that's true. We must just stop. We can do peaceful resistance by just saying no and turning around and walking away. And we'll be talking about some of those things in the summer camp too. So we're really pretty excited about it. We've never tried to do a summer camp before because we just think that people are busy with being outside and barbecues and travel and kids and stuff like that. But we felt that this information was so important with the coming economic crash. What people just don't understand about constitutional money, what they don't understand about the hidden agendas and how relentless these people are. We put ourselves out on the line and said, we're going to do this time, and hopefully that people will participate and understand the importance of what we're offering here for $299 and a year access to the material.
You know, I think that's very gracious of you to be able to put something like this together. And again, I think more now than ever before, my emails have been, hey, can you point me in the direction of what to do? Because we're good. Like, I'm great at talking about what the problems are. But few people are good at putting together being proactive. And I think being proactive, the first segment I showed the difference between, Greg Rees did, between Sri Lanka and the Netherlands being, you know, one is the ultimate chaos that occurs after or concurrent with a collapse, while the other is being more proactive in changing government policy. So, and then, of course, in between, weathering that path. So this, to me, is a way for all of us, and I mean this for all of the listeners and viewers, if you're serious about weathering what is coming, please. I mean, my, not that it matters, but my imprimatur is on this, and I'll even show you. Well, you won't see me because I'll be in the back of the classroom. Okay. I'll be in the back of the class kind of with a different name. My Zoom will be John Doe. Okay. But see, this is what, to me, this is what we need to do, because otherwise, if we don't prepare, I mean, what's left? What else is there? So we've got to be able to either duck or bleed. I think is the phrase that comes to mind. Either we learn what to do, do it, employ the potential solutions, or we suffer the consequences. And you put this is beyond great. I mean, the people you got lined up, because I know them. Not personally, but by their professions and of course by their reputation. So, and I know you, and I know that you put together.
Well, the thing I like about this a lot is it's things. It's sort of like when we did our prepper boot camp in the spring, Doug, when we did the canning and all the different things of prepping for different things. Like we had a wide range of people that took our boot camp in the spring. It was very popular, and I think our fall boot camp of the prepping for the fall things is going to be equally as popular. But we had a wide range of people that were in the class. Like I know we will with this. We had people who'd been canning and prepping and gardening for a really, really long time. And so they helped contribute some of their knowledge, experience, and expertise. And even at that, they said, wow, I'd never really thought about doing it that way. Or, gee, if this doesn't work, this is an alternative that I hadn't really considered. So there were people who'd been involved with it for a long time. And then there were other people that were like, what's a canner? You know, what's a pressure cooker, you know? And so, so it makes it for a really good group of people. And that sets up there's a portal where you can go in. There's a communication portal that'll be part of the course where you can ask questions and you can interface with your fellow students. And so it's just a really interesting thing. So if people have been studying history for a long time, they'll be able to contribute. There's so much in history that I'm sure that you'll learn things that you haven't known before. When we started doing vaccine boot camps, you know, in 2017, we would have people that would enroll in our boot camps that said, well, I've been studying this vaccine stuff for like 25 years. And at the end of the boot camp, they said, you know, I got more out of this and learned more of it because it was presented in a linear fashion instead of just a hodgepodge of facts. We put it together in a way that people could really assimilate and take action and do it. And that's when we were doing the vaccine boot camps. Well, the same thing happened with the prepper boot camp, and now we're doing that with this summer camp, is to be able to put things together that I think are a lot of people are kind of aware of, but put it together in a consolidated way that you can linearly think through it and be able to share it with friends and family. So I encourage people to go to learningforyou.org/summercamp. And even if you don't have the time or the money or the interest, please just go to our landing page, read the material. I think you'll learn something just from reading it. And while you're there, sign up for our email list, because that's how we grow and that's how we send you information on the different types of informative conferences and the courses and things that we have. And then on Friday, we have on our email list, we always send out something that's called Dr. Tenpenny's Friday Favorites, that if you're on our email list, you get like deep discounts and opportunities to participate in different things that you don't know about unless you're on our email list.
You know, I do love your email list, folks. Again, I use multiple emails, so no one knows. But it's important for people to, especially now, to stay connected with people like yourself and others you surround yourself with. I think right now the communication is so important for people to really to have, because the more we get, the further down this road we get, and boy, it seems like a dark road, the more we need to know and have like-minded people around us. So I appreciate all, and you put a lot of work into your weekly everything.
Yeah,
I
do four podcasts a week, you know, on top of everything else that I do. So,
you know, that if you want to just spend a minute talking about that, because I listen to as many podcasts, as many broadcasts as possible. Yours, obviously, right up there. So if you want to just plug that, because I think that's so fantastic. You do that with everything else you do. I don't know how you do all this, but you do a lot. So if you don't mind telling people about that.
Well, I started doing podcasting about 3 years ago now. I guess it's been about 3 years ago. And every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern time, I do an interview with a guest, and it's called This Week with Dr. T. And we have a guest interview of really great people. I mean, I've had I should have you on it as a guest sometime, Doug. We'd have a great podcast interview, you know, because you're always interviewing all these people. It's time for you to be the guest, you know, it would be great. So we do this on Monday mornings at 9 o'clock, 9 to 10 o'clock. And then the second interview that day of the same guest is we do something called the Deep Dive with Dr. T, as we sign off of the live streaming that they were doing on all these different channels. And we just do a Zoom call like this, and it's called the Deep Dive because we get to talk about more personal things. I always start the Deep Dive interview with, you know, tell me where you were born and what was your childhood like and how did you get from point A to point B? And so we talk about your past and your family and, you know, what motivates you? What do you think the biggest problems are in the world today as you see it? What's your walk with God like? You know, what's your sense of spirituality? And the Deep Dive is only for our premium podcast members. So our premium podcast members, and there's probably, well, there's over 100 deep dives in there now because we've been doing it for a couple of years. They're really good. I mean, I enjoy those interviews so much, of getting to know people that I've seen on a stage somewhere and not really known much about them at all, to get to know them more personally. And that's the Deep Dive. And so that goes only for our premium podcast members. And then we do two, I do what's called Happy Hour with Dr. T on Tuesday night and Thursday night at 6 o'clock. It's a live broadcast. Tuesday night, it's guest night. We'll invite a guest to come in. And what it is we'll talk a little bit. We have a Bible study. We invite the guests to share with us their favorite verse from the Bible. And we talk about it. We have a Bible study, and then we pray together. And we bring the whole community together under a happy hour. I mean, I started this 2 years ago when COVID was going on. It was so miserable. And I said to Michelle, you know, I got to do something happy. She said, well, let's do a happy hour. And it's kind of a double entendre because people think they're going to come in and we're going to drink wine and complain about the world. And instead, it's a happy hour that we come in and we talk about God and Jesus and have a Bible study. So we do that on Tuesday night and Thursday night. We do the same thing, except it's just me. We call it Dr. T Solo. And those you can watch live. And then after their broadcast, they go into behind the paywall as a premium podcast member. When you go to the podcast, when you go to drtenpenny.com, there's a tab at the top that says podcast, and there's three different levels of podcast. The best, in my opinion, is the premium. It's $35 a month. That not only do you get those, you know, you get the podcasts that are, you can watch them live for free, but if you miss it, it's behind the paywall. And then that helps to support all the different things that we do on a weekly basis. All my employees, I mean, across my several companies now, Doug, I've got five companies. I've got almost 40 employees. And so I manage all of that too, on top of this.
Oh, man.
And then for the premium podcast members, we have special events. We've got a big 2-hour special event that's coming up with Dr. Ryan Cole, and he's going to do a retrospective review since when he started this to where we are now. We've got several other special guests that I'm not going to announce yet. We've got two big webinars that we're doing in the fall, one in October. It's called The Myth of the Normal Mammogram. And then in October, we're going to be talking about what the COVID shots did to your immune system and how you can repair it. And that's going to be in November. And people that are premium podcast members get deep, deep, deep discounts on all of our events. They get free events, special events, and they get discounts on our supplements and all of that. So for $35 a month, you get a lot of extra value, and it helps to support all the work that we do.
Wow. Yeah, you talk about busy. I'll tell you what, just listening to you right now, I'm ready for a nap. Okay.
I have people tell me that every day.
I'm serious, man. I'll have what she's having. And you know, I have to say this about the deep dive part. If you've ever been in at a presentation with a lot of big name people, that's like going in the green room and having a discussion with somebody in the green room. Okay.
Yep.
And I've had some of my best interviews, non-recorded with speakers in green rooms, I got to tell you. So you have something very special there with all of that. And your website to really get to everything is drtenpenny.com, right? Am I right?
Yep. Yep. And it's newly launched. It was a long time in the making, but we finally got it up and functional, and it's working really well. And it's like any website, it's a living thing. So it's constantly updating and growing and changing. And so, but it's, they did a really good job. It took a whole lot longer than what I thought it was going to, but it's done now. And across the top, you can see, I think it says, I think there's a place that says podcast or it says education, something like that. But there's a bunch of different things that drop the drop down windows where you can you can see the educational things and you know, the 40 mechanisms of injury, the ebook, the webinars, all that stuff. So there's a lot of things there to just take a look at. And I know that the staying power on a website usually isn't very long, but I hope that your listeners will set aside 5-10 minutes and just click through and see what's there and see all the different things that we do, all the things that we work on and that we try to give to people for. There's a lot of free information, a lot of free content. I mean, I do a lot of free events and then, you know, there's things that we sell because we have to make money. There's a lot of people that work for me and they don't like to, you know, most of us don't want to donate our time for free. And so, and you know, people that say, oh, you should be doing this for the cause. Why are you charging money? And I always want to say to them, you know what? Do you have a job? Yes. Well, then this is what I want you to do. I want you to go into your boss on Monday morning and say, I'm doing this for the company. I'm doing taking one for the team. And for the next 2 weeks on my next payroll, you don't have to pay me. I'm just going to volunteer to be here 80 hours, just going to take it for the team and do it for the cause. And yeah. I don't think very many people would do that.
Well, I try to convince Eric the Tech. You know, you showed that wonderful website because I know he's involved in the tech work behind. But I try to get him to do that for the cause. And I still hurt a little bit. He beat me pretty hard, but but you know what? No, you know your website. I have to say too, folks, bookmark drtimpenny.com. It'll be in the program description box. The link to her website. Bookmark that because there is a wealth of information there, and this is so good because sometimes I was in a conversation with somebody who said this. And I wrote this down because I want to be prepared. You know, I'm getting bummed out. I'm burned out from work. My family life isn't the best. Okay, I'm kind of paraphrasing here to keep some of the personal stuff out. I feel like everything is crumbling down around me. I see nothing but bad stuff coming, whether it's economic hardship, tyranny. I'll just use that word. And every other kind of bad stuff coming down soon. I'm tired. Am I the only one that feels this way? You know, and I look at that and I think, wow. And then, you know, to that, I remember the Wizard of Oz and that scene where the Toto goes back or the little dog goes back and pulls a curtain back and shows that idiot behind the wizard behind the curtain there. And that's, but you know, this to me is like refreshing. To be able to point somebody in the direction of you and to have you really do all of this, this is wonderful. I think that this is what we need right now. And we need guidance, and you can provide that. So thank you for that. If I can just minorly switch gears here, do a little bump.
Of course.
Where do you see things going? I mean, do you see today got a news flash in my hometown, big splash, first case of monkeypox in Erie, Pennsylvania. Of course, the patient got it from a gay pride parade, but I digress. I don't even know where to go with that. But what do you see coming down with respect to lockdowns and in the near term future? And maybe that's an unfair question, but you got your finger on the pulse of things. What are you most concerned about?
What I've said before, and I said it on Alex Jones the other day, and you know, I've done a couple of other interviews this week, and said these people are relentless.
Yeah.
They and this is part of what we're talking about in our summer camp. Is this just didn't start in 2020? It didn't even just start in 2017. I mean, this goes back to the 1800s. And it goes back to the, you know, in the 1920s with the manipulation of the money in the central banks and what we define as the Great Depression that was contrived. And then in the 1970s when we uncoupled our constitutional money from the gold standard and we created the World Economic Forum started then, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission. And so this has been coming forward since the 70s. They've done some other trial balloons along the way. They did SARS, they did MERS, they did bird flu, they did H1N1. You know, these were all little trial balloons to see how willing we were to roll over and roll up our sleeve. And so they were all market tests, just like if you were creating a new widget, and you would do a market test and you would see, you know, how people responded to it, and you would regroup and remodify your or redesign your marketing or your product or whatever. These have all been market tests to get us to this place. And when I read about the World Economic Forum, the history of that, which we'll talk about in the summer camp, that started in the 70s and then in the 90s when they started this Young Leaders Forum, it was just astonishing to me in 2020. It's like, how did they get 194 countries in all over the world, every country in the world, to how did they cripple their entire economy? How did they get people to roll over, put on a mask, stand 6 feet apart, stay home, lose their jobs, close their businesses? How did that happen all at the same time? Well, if you understand the history of what they've been doing and where they're going forward, as we've just been going along our way and just like going on a cruise and going on a trip and not paying a bit of attention, going to baseball games, blah, blah, blah. They are relentless, and they have had this longstanding plan to take over and dominate the world, take over the healthcare system, get us all injected that would either depopulate the planet and get that population down to a surf level that they can control. So either depopulate the planet, or everybody that isn't dead will be chronically sick. That, you know, the Pfizer documents show over 1,100 diseases, conditions, and side effects that they knew were going to happen. They hired 400 additional people just to catalog all the side effects that were coming in their first clinical trial. They had over 1,100 conditions, diseases, of anything you can possibly think of, from your brain to your thyroid to your heart to your lungs to blood clots to your intestinal tract to your liver to renal failure. And every organ system in the body is damaged by these shots, and they knew it. So if you don't die, you'll be chronically sick, and depending on the pharmakia and the pharmaceutical products, the rest of your life. And those that are a little bit more resilient will now be microchipped and hooked up to the Internet of Things, the Internet of the body, and part of a social credit score system, you know, created between Google and China, and will be part of the transhumanism movement, which is the melding together of God-given human body and machines. It goes back to the 1960s. Remember the show, The Bionic Man, The Bionic Woman? I mean, that was predictive programming that started way back then. And so that's where we are. So what is coming, in the near future? I think they're going to be cranking up, like you just said, first case of monkeypox. They're going to be cranking up the fear machine again. And some of the things I've read just briefly about monkeypox, this is a very weaponized virus that will make people have very tender, sore lesions on their body, which usually monkeypox just is kind of like a bunch of bumps and looks like a bad case of the chicken pox. And so they've weaponized this virus. And I really believe, I was kind of surprised they didn't lead with this, with the whole issue of hemorrhagic viruses and Ebola. And the reason I say that is they've got probably 5 or 6 stock photos that they use over and over and over again that, you know, from 10, 15 years ago, of showing people in Africa that their eyes are bleeding, they're bleeding in their mouth. They got people in hazmat suits, you know, burying the dead and just trying to get everybody terrified about these Marburg viruses that are very heavy. They don't transmit very readily. And and you can treat them with ozone, vitamin C, and vitamin D. We know that. We have, you know, Dr. Robert Rowan, who went to Africa with an ozonator machine and gave people IVs that had ozone in the water and cured their Ebola hemorrhagic virus within like 48 hours. And because he was curing people, he got kicked out of the countries. So we know that this also, just like corona, that we could treat with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, zinc, quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C. And we knew that we could treat it. They shut it down because they didn't want anybody to live, and they didn't want anybody to have simple cures. They only want them to have expensive drugs and ventilators. Well, if they start doing this thing with the Marburg viruses, which is a group of viruses called hemorrhagic viruses, they've been around for a really long time. I mean, Judy Mikovits talks about the fact that she used to work in a lab where they were actually doing gain of function research on those viruses to make them look more deadly than what they actually were. And so the reason they're going to go with the Ebola is because they've already got an FDA approved vaccine for Ebola viruses. I was actually in the CDC the last, it was, the end of February of 2020, I actually went to Atlanta. There was an ACIP meeting going on, a CDC vaccine meeting that I went down, and we saw all this stuff kicking up in Europe about, you know, the corona, the plandemic, as it turned out to be. So I went to Atlanta to go to that meeting because I was sure that that's what they were going to spend the whole 2 days talking about, was coronaviruses and what was going to be happening and all that stuff. They didn't talk about it at all, Doug. The entire time I was there, they talked about Ebola and approving this Ebola vaccine, a live virus vaccine they have actually even approved for pregnant women.
Wow.
And that was the end of that was February of 2020. So they've got that one already in the can, ready to go. And I suspect, this is just my opinion, I have no proof of this, but I suspect that when they start showing these pictures, these same 5 to 7 stock photos they've used forever, whenever they want to talk about Ebola, they're going to, you know, they're going to say it's a very, we've got the vaccine, but it's in very limited quantity, and we're only going to give it to those who already have had the COVID shot.
Mm.
Pushing more people to get the COVID shot so then they can run and get an Ebola shot, which then will really kill them. Kill them.
Which is their prime objective anyway, if not with the weaponized virus, then with the weaponized cure. Right.
Exactly.
Or alleged
Absolutely.
Cure.
Absolutely.
Okay. So it tells us pretty much, and all of this together, it tells us the resolve of the globalists, of the people behind this, the people that you will expose, and not just expose, that give the timeline, but also give what you and I, the folks you and I need to do to prepare for the coming days by way of the summer boot camp. And you can get there by going to learning4u.org/bootcamp, or easier, go to HagmanReport.com. Summer camp. What did I say? Boot camp? I'm sorry, summer camp. It's right there on your screen. Okay, don't listen to me. Just look. Okay. Or just go to HagmanReport.com and click the link. And you know, if there's a comment section, just say, hey, I heard you on Hagman. Anyway, or just send Dr. Tenpenny or send Michelle a little message. Say, yeah, I heard you on Hagman. But Ebola, so that's kind of your main concern is what I'm reading, I guess, or main focus of what may come next is
well, we're fighting a spiritual warfare here, Doug. I mean, that's just what we are. You know, it's we're fighting powers and principalities of this evil darkness, and there, you know, where there's so many people that, you know, the churches failed us miserably. They closed their doors so people couldn't congregate and pray, but they opened their doors on Tuesday to have a shot clinic, and they got paid off by the public health department. You know, the pastors were saying, my wife's a nurse and she knows it's safe and effective. You should get your shots. Those people are going to have to pay for that when they stand before their maker someday, of misleading the sheep to be injected with a genetic modification technology that breaks the bonds across your DNA, that at the sulfur bonds that by the Hebrew alphabet actually spell Yahweh. Because these people intentionally are removing God, not only from our planet, but they're removing God from inside of us by busting up our genetic material that is a God-given material. You know, from when your daddy's sperm and your mommy's egg came together and there was a spark of life that God said, let there be life in those two cells that came together. That set of genetic material is specifically and only you. It's God's fingerprint of making you be born. And there, and all of the billions of people before and the billions of people ahead of us, or however many that there are, there will never be another genetic combination of you. That's your gift from God. And these messenger RNA genetic modification technologies, they are not vaccines. They don't stop you from getting sick. They don't stop you from spreading disease. In fact, there was some, they don't keep people from being hospitalized. They are destroying, taking God from inside of us and outside of us. Because, you know, this is Satan's last hurrah, and he's relentless. And he's getting as many people into his dark, forever destructive community of hell, honestly, to take people away from, you know, spending the rest of eternity in heaven. You know, we don't see the churches out campaigning. We didn't see people marching in the streets to open their churches when all this stuff was setting down. We saw people marching in the streets to open bars and restaurants and, you know, all, and to go back on cruise ships and start traveling again. But where was the revolt to open your church?
Mm. Yes.
And so we didn't do that. And so now, you know, when people say, well, you know, God bless America, well, maybe, you know, I mean, you know, I stand on and saying this for a long time, you know, it's 2 Chronicles 7:14, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If starts with a, if my people, which are called by my name. So that's a certain set of people. It's not everybody. It's if God's people who are called by his name humble themselves, pray, and seek his face, turn from their wicked ways, then God will hear you from heaven, will forgive your sin, which implies that you've asked for forgiveness, and then will heal your land. So everybody's like, oh, God's just going to save us, and God's going to clean up the country, and God, well, there's a few prerequisites there that we have to do first. And I think God's standing there graciously with his hands out, waiting to forgive us. 1 John 1:9, in his righteousness, he is always willing to forgive us for those who come and confess their sins. You know, he's standing there waiting, but we got to do some things first. If my people,
yes,
if humble themselves, pray, seek his face, then he will hear them for heaven and forgive their sin, meaning they turn from their evil way because they ask for forgiveness. Like, dear God, please forgive our country for being the largest child trafficking country in the world, human trafficking, pedophilia, you know, all of these different things, all the people who marched in the street over this Roe versus Wade decision because they demanded their right to kill their babies.
Yes.
I mean, does God really want to heal this land? Where are his people? Where is his church?
Yes.
Where are the pastors that are standing in the gap and leading their flock to Christ? I don't think he's going to be so willing to heal our land, heal us, get us well again, until we do those prerequisites. I really don't.
You know, I've always said, and I was speaking with Steve Quayle and stuff, all the time, and you know, God bless America, you're right, except there can be really no restoration of our land without that repentance and turning back from the evil nature, I mean, our evil ways, like you said, you know, and like scripture dictates. So you're absolutely right, and boy, this is a spiritual battle, and it's a pretty I don't know if there's a learning curve or the cognitive issue to really understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we face, or if it's just something new to people, like, well, I really never thought of it that way, but boy, it is a spiritual battle. That's for sure. You're absolutely right. And people
say, well, I had to get the shot. I had to get it. They forced me. No, nobody forced you.
Right.
No, there, you know, to my knowledge, there isn't anybody, at least not in this country, that they grabbed, handcuffed, threw on the floor, and jabbed needles in their arms and forced you to get that shot. That's people right. Got it out of fear. And, you know, the Bible says more than 360 times, fear not. And if God bothers to repeat himself that many times, it must be kind of important. You know, 300 times, more than 300 times, fear not, bring your fear to me. God says, bring it to me. You know, bring it to me. Fear not. I am with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Bring it to me. And instead, we wanted to trust a shot to get rid of our fear, a shot to protect us, a shot to keep us from getting sick. You know, the blood of Jesus can keep you from getting sick. So instead of taking it to the Lord in prayer and saying, man, I am really fearful, Lord. I don't know. Somehow the spirit of fear has just gotten hold of my brain and my heart. Please cast that out of me. Lord, please take that away from me. Don't let this happen to me again. Take that away from me and stand on those, all those verses over and over and over again, reading them every day until that spirit of fear is released from you by the Holy Spirit. And instead, we, out of fear, got a shot because we thought the pharmakia, the people who are actually known convicted felons and have paid billions of dollars in fines, we wanted their product to eliminate our fear. Or we wanted to get that because we wanted convenience. We wanted to go to the House of Blues. Or we wanted to go on a cruise. Or our horrible adult children forced us to get a shot to see our grandchildren. I mean, if I could just imagine, Doug, if I had said to my father, God rest his soul, you know, you can't see your grandkids unless you get injected with something because I said so.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't have any teeth left. You know, I mean, I'm still his daughter and he's still my father and he would never let me talk to him like that. And yet we do that. We don't want to upset our daughter-in-law, our son-in-law. It's not really their business. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. In the criminal realm, that's called, I believe, extortion. But yeah, it's, I cannot believe the behavior of some of these people, the blind compliance. It just blows my mind. I'm going to be respectful of your time. I know we only have a few minutes left that you've allotted. Let me ask this, if I can. You said something, and I'm not sure I really understood this. I know that you had talked about this before, but the messenger RNA hitting the DNA, replacing the God part of the DNA, Yahweh. You said that. Can you just expand on that a little more to the best you can in the time we have?
I've heard that on several different podcasts, and I've read it in a couple of different books, that, you know, our DNA has numbers, and the numbers are assigned to letters, like the number one is an A and two is a B and things like that. And they also lined that up with the Hebrew alphabet. And so these sulfide bonds, that, you know, because our DNA turns, that are where these sulfide bonds bind it together, that somebody had mapped it out, that where those sulfide bonds are, it spells Yahweh. And they have said that, and I've heard this from multiple different people, that the messenger RNA, when it makes the spike protein breaks those sulfur bonds, and that's how it destroys and damages our DNA, and that's where we get very sick from a lot of different things. And and these people who I've read and heard their podcasts about say that they've seen it or they suspect it is breaking those sulfur bonds at where those letters are that spell Yahweh. So they want God eliminated from us on the inside. They want it off of our DNA. So, you know, and that's part of the transhumanism movement, like pushing us humans combined with technology that goes together, breaks apart, and reconfigures again, you know, the technology that's being injected with the graphene oxide, with the little teeny tiny microchips that are the size of a third of a grain of rice. I mean, all these different things that are being injected inside of our body, the polyethylene glycol, you know, the strange chemicals like that we've never had in our body before. All of these things are damaging our DNA. And I'm just repeating where I've heard in multiple, probably four or five different people have talked about this. And I've read it in a couple of different books that those sulfide bonds, it's God's mark on the inside of us. We are his children from the moment that our two zygotes became us. That spark of life was God in us. And this is a evil, evil spiritual thing that we're fighting, that is wanting to eliminate God from outside of us and from inside of us.
Well, okay, that makes a lot of sense. I'm a big fan of Joe Allen, who appears with Steve Bannon, talks about the transhumanist movement. And I remember him touching on the subject in terms of transhumanism, as well as the attack of that God particle or that God part of our structure of our DNA, which... I'm going to be doing some additional research on this, and I want to thank you for you know, pointing that out. Okay, so to the busiest person I know, one of the busiest, if not the busiest, and that's Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Please bookmark her website, drsherrytenpenny.com. The link will be in the program description box, but make sure you join me. In fact, I'm going to even grab Eric and talk Eric into signing up for this, and maybe we can sit together. What do you think, Eric? Sit together with the summer boot camp, summer camp coming
summer
up.
Camp.
Summer mm-hmm. camp. I gotta. Mm-hmm. I keep thinking summer boot camp because I, you know, that's.
We've anyway. Done boot camps before. We right. just call this one the summer camp.
Summer
yeah?
camp. Okay. Uh-huh. It's actually a little bit more friendly sounding, but the registration is now open, folks. So, and I love the subtitle there. Understanding the past is the way forward. I think that really brings that point home. We have to understand the past in order to understand what what the way is forward. So I'll be promoting this the rest of this week, today, tomorrow, and throughout the weekend.
Thank you.
And I really appreciate you, Michelle, all of the people that are with you and all the great work you do. In the closing minute, 2 minutes, whatever we've got, any final thoughts that you'd like to impart?
Well, they're pushing heavy-handed now about redoing masks. They even want people to wear masks inside. And don't do it. Just don't do it. Don't get a booster. I mean, there's a couple of stats I just want to lay out really quickly that I read in an article earlier today. The article is from Stephen Hatfill. He's an MD, and he wrote this article in the Journal of the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons. And these stats are horrifying. 87% of emergency room visits and hospitalizations are in the fully vaccinated. 90% of deaths in people over the age of 50 occur within 60 days of people who are fully vaxxed and then come down with COVID. Fully vaxxed people are 13 times more likely to get sick and 8 times more likely to be hospitalized and 50% more likely to die if you've been injected and then you get sick, either with COVID or with the flu or with pneumonia. So these shots are destroying people's immune system. And if you've gotten one, don't get another. And I just heard I did a radio interview earlier today with here locally and was playing with Bob France on AM 1420. And he led with a little clip of Walensky, the head of the CDC, saying how many people, you bad people, have not gotten your shots and have not gotten your booster and you're not gotten your second booster. Bad, bad, bad. Go get your shots. You know, I hope that my closing message to that would be on all of this stuff. You know, anybody can be afraid at the very beginning because we didn't know what we were dealing with. We're 2.5 years into this. Open your eyes, see it for what it is. Have ears to hear and eyes to see. And you can say to yourself, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, ain't gonna happen. Don't participate.
Amen. I love that. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, it's always an honor to have you with me. I feel so honored that you would take your time to stop by this platform and talk to the listeners and viewers. We do love you. We appreciate all that you do. And yes, we will be there. Just don't call on us, you know, in the summer
okay.
camp.
Well, I just want to remind people, when you enroll now, the class doesn't start till next Monday. Because people think as soon as they enroll, there's like, you know, like you get, like you enroll and you get a book or something. Right. It starts next Monday. So just be a little patient. You'll get all the stuff sent to you. So, and that interview with Catherine Austin Fitz on the 10 foolish things people do with their money will hit it out of the park. You'll be so glad you joined.
Point of clarification, starts next Monday or Tuesday?
Monday.
Okay.
Monday, the class actually starts Monday. We'll be releasing things in your portal. Okay. But the class actually, the in-person where you sit and actually listen to the, like going to class, it's on Tuesday and Thursday night for 2 weeks.
Got it.
You know, but there's time in between. Those will be recorded. You can re-listen to them. There's other materials that'll be released. So it's a 4-week course crammed into 2 weeks. You'll learn a lot.
I can't wait personally. And again, I want to thank you for putting such a fine retinue of people together. And I'm planning on learning a lot and being better for it. I thank you so very much for your gracious gift of time today.
Thank you so much for your gracious gift of allowing me on your platform. I appreciate you so much.
All right. Appreciate you as well. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. God bless that woman. Eric the Tech, man. You know, her schedule, I don't even, seriously, I mean, her schedule is crazy. Busy. And I complain about mine. I got nothing. Wow. All right. That was Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And please, you know, people will say, well, you know, why? It's not like an infomercial. Well, you know what? No, it's not. It's something that we've got to do. Because I'm going to tell you something right now. I mentioned this yesterday. I'm going to tell you, I think I did. I was talking to physicians, and I try to make rounds, my own rounds as a non-physician, with physicians in rounds, just to see what's going on. They're saying, you know, we're seeing shortages on drugs. We're seeing shortages on durable medical equipment. And guess where it's from? It's from China. And if this keeps up, we are going to have to reschedule surgeries. We're going to have to even non-elective surgeries to the best we can, you know, triage more effectively or appropriately. And we're also seeing, according to the physicians, to the person, we're seeing an increase in this BA.5. Well, let me clarify something. An increase in COVID-positive patients and suspected to be BA.5, the new strain, Omicron strain BA.5. One doctor, and thank you, sir, good friend, 22 patients in one day. He said something has changed. But the other side of that is consistent with what you saw with Bannon and Malone specifically, talking about the people who have received the injecticide. And it's all the people who have gotten the injecticide. And then when you listen to doctors like McCullough and other doctors, they talk about this immune system imprinting the immune system to train it to fight everything else, okay, except this coronavirus. Or they take it away. I don't want to try to re-explain it because I'm not a doctor. But it doesn't do you any good. So the way I look at this, and again, to the with the physicians I spoke to, the ultimate, I guess the as Steve would say, the bottom line is all of them had said, you know, you could not create a situation of mistakes in this fashion. Now, I'm summarizing and paraphrasing. So the only thing left to really believe is that we saw an intentional release of a bioweapon. So if that is the case, then what we're seeing is the end game of the globalists. And if that is the case, what are you and I going to do about it? Which is good. Takes me back to the beginning of the program. We have two choices. We can either be proactive or we can be reactive. Do not wait until you become or your family becomes hungry. Do not wait until you or your family becomes sick. We have to be proactive. Don't wait until you go to the bank, try to get money out, and there ain't no money to get. So be proactive. Be proactive. And that's why I'm glad Dr. Sherry Tenpenny was on today to talk about this summer camp. And with all seriousness, I'm going to be a part of that because I want to know what they know. And yes, to the extent possible, I'll share what I learned with all of you. The one thing I want to talk about tomorrow, and this is kind of a heads up here, is some time ago, just quickly here, some time ago, when was this? This is back in June, beginning of June, end of May, beginning of June. The Vigilant Citizen, and I posted this in the links to the show last night, Vigilant Citizen came out with the top 10 creepiest and most dystopian things pushed by the World Economic Forum. I don't think people really understand the magnitude, because I showed my wife, who is like the, as Dan Bongino would say, the ombudsman of my show. And I asked her, I said, would you take a look at this and tell me what you think? And her mind was blown. She said, no, it can't be. How can this be? So tomorrow, the first segment of tomorrow, I'm going to be talking about this World Economic Forum and the end game toward this great reset. And by the way, Brandon House had a great interview with, suffice it to say this. There was a young lady who was interviewed by Brandon House, we're going to have on, and talking about the southern border and about the FEMA camps and about the various things she's seen at the southern border. It's just absolutely, absolutely incredible. All right, with that, God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and Michelle. God bless you both. Eric the Tech, thank you. And folks, have a great night. Good night.